This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, October 2nd. Well, last week, the grain markets were quiet heading into the stocks and small grain summary reports, waiting for those numbers to get behind us. And then the report came out with some pretty bearish numbers for wheat, and the wheat markets took a hit, breaking down into new contract lows and not really finding much support to end the week. So just a quick look at what the small grain summary report was. USDA reported that all wheat production was 1.812 billion bushels. That was 83 million more than what the trade was looking for. All winter wheat at 1.248 billion. That was 25 more than the trade estimate. Hard red winter wheat at 601 million bushels. That was up 17 over the average estimate. Soft red at 449 was up 11. White winter wheat at 197 was actually down 4. Spring wheat at 505 was up 59 over the average estimate. Durum at 59 million bushels was 2 million over the average estimate. So production much bigger than what the trade was looking for. Quarterly stocks for wheat as of September 1 was 1.78 billion bushels. That was 8 million more than what the trade was looking for. Corn stocks at 1.361 billion bushels was down 68 million from what the trade was expecting. And soybeans at 268 was up 26 over the average trade estimate. So, you know, the wheat market, again, took a pretty big hit and closed into new lows. The night session has us up a little bit, but boy, there's been a lot of damage done to the charts. If the market snaps back today and kind of recovers what it lost on Friday, then most likely we have found a low. Otherwise, the market is going to just try to come back and test the breakout and then continue back on lower. So it's an important day today to find some kind of traction after just getting blasted on Friday. A couple other things. Ukraine, year-to-date, all grain exports at 6.7 million tons is down 2.3 million from a year ago. So, you know, it just speaks to the difficulties they've had moving grain. That said, this new humanitarian corridor that they've set up is actually becoming successful. They've had a couple ships come and go, and they haven't been bothered by Russia. So now they're kind of stepping it up. Number one, it's considerably lowered their freight rates, which makes sense. If they can keep it on a ship, it's just far cheaper to move it that way. They don't have to transfer it to somewhere else to move it inland. But they've just over the weekend, they announced that there were three more ships that had left Ukrainian ports that are hugging this humanitarian corridor. They're hauling a total of 127,000 tons of grain headed to Africa, China, and European Union. They also said that there are five more ships coming in toward Ukraine. So they're having a fair amount of success here. We'll see if Russia allows this to continue. They run a big risk of encroaching on NATO members if they try to attack these ships. So that's why they're hugging the shorelines. But I would imagine Russia is going to try to find a way to stop this. But so far, they've not been able to do that. One other thing, India's monsoon, they are reporting it's the weakest since 2018 for the month of August. It's the driest August that they've had in 100 years. And that's largely because of El Nino. So India has had a tough stretch here. They had the last 2 years, in fact, heat and dryness has hurt their crops late in the season. This year was, again, the same story, but this year the government shut off exports of wheat, most rice. That's having a broad impact on regional markets that depended on that. So definitely something to keep an eye on. World FOB offers just a summary here over the weekend. Gulf soft red winter wheat at $235 a ton was down 16 on the week. Hard red at $295 down 13. Ukraine at $190 is unchanged. Russia's reporting $235, which is down 5, but the government's not going to approve any sales below $270. Romania at 240 is unchanged. France at 252 is up 3. Argentina at 295 is up 5. So there's some interesting price action here with France bumping up a few dollars a ton. That suggests that they're running a little low, or that they're willing to be a little more competitive with Russia instead of just Romania. So we'll see where that takes us. Argentina being up $5 a ton, that reflects their dry conditions and the likely pretty short crop that they're going to come in with again this year, which would make the fourth crop in a row of below average production. So I think moving forward, again, you need to see the market recover here, or it's just going to continue down in this bear market. You know, we've been weak for 2 months. The market's lost $2.50. It's just been a bloodbath in wheat. I clearly didn't expect to see the market fall apart like this, but stocks were higher than expected. Production was higher than expected. You've got plenty of world commerce going on, and it's, you know, they're competing with each other and pressing markets down. But at the same time, you look at the Southern Hemisphere, both Australia and Argentina are coming in with short crops. They've had weather problems through the key parts of their growing season. You know, in 3 weeks, you're going to start harvest down there. So they're running out of time to recover this crop, and it's just not showing up in the forecast. So that's an issue that clearly the market is not factoring in. But it is what it is, so we'll see how the market reacts today. But you've done a lot of damage to the charts. And seasonally, the markets just have not performed like they typically do this time of year. So I think with the success of Ukraine's, you know, finding a way to move more grain out, and Russia having another big crop and continuing to move a lot of wheat out, even though it's not going to Egypt, and they are holding to that floor price of 270 a ton FOB. So I think ultimately that's going to lift world prices higher, because they are the world's largest exporter, thus would set world price. But in the interim, these last few weeks, they've been largely absent, but it's still basically France and Romania slugging it out, and Bulgaria to some degree, for that Egyptian business, and they're pressing markets lower. But if France is going to lift a little bit here, that's probably going to lift other prices as well. So we'll see what action we get here. But, you know, the market needs to recover pretty soon, or else you just see the bears continue just to press this market. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.